This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As businesses shut down and coronavirus calls for all of us to self-isolate, the homeless in our city are cast even further to the fringes. Many service volunteers have to leave their posts and access to medical resources can be really challenging. The Wayside Chapel have been offering care and community services for these vulnerable communities since the mid-60s. Pastor and CEO John Owen explains here how they'll continue to help in the months to come and what effect COVID-19 has had on the homeless.
Well, speaking from the front line and talking to the people who are currently living on the streets, we can see and hear from them that what's already a very difficult situation, being in a position where there's no roof over your head and no opportunity to self-isolate. Heading into winter, into the cold and flu season, where there's already concerns around and anxiety around health, the COVID-19 extra worry is just creating higher and higher levels of fear and uncertainty and anxiety in people.
And we are seeing a really distinct difference between the experience of the vulnerable and those who are more wealthy in society around this concept of self-isolation. If you've been looking at social media at all, you'll see some are self-isolating with beautiful, you know, backdrops and pools and indoor gyms, etc. And then obviously for those in a situation of homelessness, the picture is very different because they don't have even the most basic of roof to have over their heads. That instruction to self-isolate, to have social distance, what does that mean for someone who lives on the street and doesn't have guaranteed shelter?
Well, they don't have access to any storage facilities or the financial resources. So many of our homeless, you know, are people who are either have been so long-term, but also there's some people just falling into it recently. And, you know, when you think about all the stockpiling that's been going on lately, is, you know, that's a pipe dream to be able to hoard for some of our guys out on the streets, you know, to be able to have enough toilet paper and food and the basics to get through. There's simply not the ability to go to stage 1, 2, 3, or 4 lockdown when you're sleeping in a gutter. And so, you know, that exposure to the elements, but also that kind of scorn and the looks people get given when they're in that kind of situation is really, you know, it breaks your heart when just to even observe, let alone even trying to imagine what it must be like to be sleeping on the streets right now.
And a lot of your volunteers themselves would be being told to self-isolate. So then that does impact the services that that you're able to offer. How have your services been offered at the Wayside Chapel? Or been affected,
well,
I should say?
Absolutely. Look, we're monitoring and pivoting and changing, but we're not wavering in our commitment to serve the most vulnerable in our society. So that what's that look like over the last few weeks is taking all the right appropriate health, cleaning and distance measures as we seek to be able to maintain a level of service. And a couple of days ago, we as a team decided we really need to set ourselves for the long haul. This isn't something that's going to go away soon. And we need to work out a model where we can continue to do our bit to minimise harm and to flatten the curve as much as possible and to prevent currently the virus getting into the homeless population. Mm. So that means we're going to be doing a serious amount of assertive outreach now. We're going to open our building in the morning and we're going to provide emergency breakfasts and emergency lunches. But while we're still open, we're going to provide the basics, which are health, hygiene, basic medical treatment, you know, wound care, as well as trying to get the emergency services like housing and access to those kinds of Centrelink as well through this time, and phone charging. Phone charging is essential to keep people connected through this time. Then we're going to close down our buildings as we're going to serve lunch and send people on their way. And we're going to then close the doors and just hit the phones and hit the streets and just catch up with everyone who we've either just placed in housing, go to some of the hotspots, and we're going to assemble and take out emergency care packs that are going to provide people with the basics to be able to get through to maintain as much as possible their hygiene and health through this time. We've helped support a lot of disabled people with disabilities into housing who don't have the mobility, so we're going to be visiting them and trying to get and deliver them essential care, but also just looking them in the eyes and asking them how they're going through all of this, because while we need to be physically distant, we don't need to be socially disconnected through this time.
Yes, that is the reminder we're getting at the moment from the Wayside Chapel pastor and CEO John Owen. You can find out more about their services and how you can support them on their website, waysidechapel.org.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.